USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid are set to reiterate their anti-Iran position and sign a joint declaration committing to prevent Tehran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Business is also on the docket today. Prime Minister Yair on Thursday morning.
The world is watching this meeting. This shows that something special is happening here. A new kind of economic and regional cooperation that is more flexible and better adapted to the problems we face.
Basketball player Brittany Griner is expected to make another court appearance Thursday, a week after she pled guilty to drug charges at a Russia court near Moscow. It's unclear if the hearing on Thursday will lead to a verdict or if the trial could drag on into additional hearings. USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
Amazon has violated a major trust issue with its customers.
Amazon admits it has provided Ring camera footage to police without permission from the owners or a warrant 11 times this year. In a letter to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, Amazon's vice president of public policy said the company complied with law enforcement requests after determining risk was in good faith. Amazon disclosed that its Ring camera video allows more than 2,000 police departments to use its neighborhood app to request videos and send alerts. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Turkey and the United Nations say progress is being made in talks aimed at resuming grain exports from Ukraine. Ukraine is a global supplier of wheat, corn, sunflower oil, and exports have been halted by a Russian blockade in the Black Sea. On Wednesday, Turkey's defense minister said an agreement between Ukraine and Russia would be signed next week. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Raising taxes amid a 40-year record high inflation of 9.1% is unjustified because inflation is already a tax increase. That's according to Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa. He was on Newsmax. He says this will hit the middle class especially hard.
We Republicans on the Finance Committee just had a news conference this very day on that subject. And we Republicans were able to show that every cohort, as the IRS divides up into various income brackets, up to $400,000, every bracket below that is going to get some tax increase. So this is not something that's just going to affect middle class or people over 400,000. This is going to affect middle class Americans, sometimes with families as low as $75,000 a year income.
The former elections manager for a Colorado clerk indicted on charges of tampering with voting equipment has been arrested on allegations that she was part of the scheme. Sandra Brown, who worked for Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, turned herself in Monday in response to a warrant issued for her arrest on suspicion of conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation and attempting to influence a public servant. Ms. Brown is insistent the 2020 election was filled with election fraud. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.